Hey, it's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Time for Faithful Friday. This is a fun segment we've been doing for a while now, and we take a look at what's going on in local worship groups and speak to area leaders and talk about how they're helping their congregation or their flock to still worship during this time of social distancing. And now as things are starting to relax, how they're moving forward. On the phone with us this morning is Sister Michaela from St. James Catholic Church. How are you?
I'm doing well, Brian. It's good to be with you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. So, for lack of a better way of putting it, things have been really kind of different for everyone.
Yes.
And for a lot of people, this may be an opportunity for them to learn about God when they haven't before, because now there's so many chances to worship online or hear things through the internet that were just not available before.
Absolutely.
Now, what has St. James been doing to try to keep folks connected with each other during this time?
Yes, we have, as you said, just tried to take advantage of this opportunity to reach our parishioners in a new way. And in the midst of needing to cancel some of the larger activities and opportunities for worship, our priests, our pastors, work so hard to keep the church open as a place of private prayer. And so I think that one thing we've been able to do is keep the doors of the church unlocked so that people can come in and have a place to pray, a sacred space to pray during these times. In the past couple weeks, we've been able to begin having Sunday Mass again, which has been such a gift. And in order to accommodate all of those who want to participate, we've started holding Masses at both our church and school campuses so that we can serve the highest number while still respecting the need for social distancing. So not only having a daily opportunity for prayer, but also trying to host more opportunities on Sundays to come together as a community and worship.
What does this mean whenever there is communion service? I know it's different with different types of churches. Has that affected how that's being offered?
So in the Catholic Church, every time we gather on Sunday as a community, we celebrate the Holy Eucharist. And what that means is that we partake of communion, and those who are prepared can partake of communion every Sunday. And actually, we have the privilege of offering a daily Mass, which is at St. James, offered usually at 8 o'clock in the morning. And again, we come together to offer the sacrifice that Christ offered at the Last Supper, and then partake of the Eucharist. So early on in the time of quarantine, we were unable, just as the other churches in the area and really throughout the country, to offer the Eucharist, to offer a daily Mass. But now we have started doing that again, and yes, we are offering communion for any of those that feel comfortable to receive.
All right. Thank you so much for your time today, Sister Michaela. Would you mind closing with us this morning with a word of prayer?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, we love you, and we are grateful that you come and you reign in our hearts. So, Lord, we ask that in this time when we are perhaps more divided from each other in distance, Lord, we thank you that you still reign in our hearts. And Lord, I ask that you would send your Holy Spirit to fill us with joy, to fill us with peace, and to fill us with confidence that you have great plans for us. We pray all of this in your holy name, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Sister Michaela, St. James Catholic Church in Elizabethtown, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I've enjoyed this opportunity to share with you.
We are Quixie 98.3.